The Truth News Network.
Josef Mengele famously said to a concentration camp prisoner, "The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe we're doing it." Is that starting to resonate? Freedom lives only with eternal vigilance and the willingness to act on the truth. So listen, pay heed to the facts, and your truth bearer is Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth News Network. Welcome to another Tuesday of mass chaos in the United States of America. Seems like everywhere we look, it's just crazy, folks. Have you heard this before? Nothing changes if nothing changes. I heard that line for the first time at a men's conference in New Mexico in March of this year. Steve Smotherman, who pastors the largest church of any brand in New Mexico, he stated that in a presentation to the attendees. I happened to be sitting there, and it struck me as kind of different. But boy, is it loaded. I thought it through. Until then, never considered it. But it certainly is true. The purpose of the statement is pretty obvious. Men and women alike are always wanting things to change and to get better for themselves, their family members, friends, others around them. But it makes perfect sense to believe that no change of any kind is ever going to happen to anyone without something that is causing present circumstances that create the undesired results changes. Come on now, it just makes common sense, doesn't it? Know what? The same thing holds true in American politics. American politics is just getting old today. Think about it. Donald Trump and Barack Obama were both elected to instigate changes throughout the country, specifically the things instigated during the Bush and Clinton dynasties. They wanted to change them. But after 8 years of Obama, very little had changed at all. Now, in all fairness, he did make some minor changes, most of which have been eliminated by Donald Trump. Frustrated from the lack of change, voters ran to a more radical alternative in 2016. We know who that was, Donald Trump. Now, everyone knows for certain voters are about to kick Donald Trump to the curb in November because they want more change than even Trump has offered. At least that's what polls are saying. And that's if you believe the polls. But think about it. If that does happen, voters are not going to get a real agent of change to replace Mr. Trump. Why is that? They're simply going to get another old guy, one that was at the top of the Obama 8 years of same old, Joe Biden. Biden, former vice president, is nothing more than a 77-year-old former vice president. And his political history shows very little, if any, accomplishments which give Americans any promise of anything new happening during a Obama presidency, 4 or 8 years. All the issues in foreign policy and domestic matters that opened the door to Obama and Trump haven't been solved. Well, most are still around. Yes, before the coronademic of 2020, the economy had zoomed up and held steady for several years. But where it's going to head and when is still up for grabs. Let's look at the list. We're still in Afghanistan. Vladimir Putin still dominates Russia and that part of the world. Every state around it, too. Xi Jinping, well, he still clutches the lives of a couple of billion Chinese communists, while North Korea and Iran are still hunting nuclear bombs if they don't already have them, and they're both ready to aim them at Washington if they find them. The Democrats are little more than just a tired group of old folks picking out songs to sing in the cafeteria of their rest homes. And they're all close to that. Forget Biden. Consider the oldest ever Speaker of the House. That would be 80-year-old Nancy Pelosi. And an even older House Majority Leader, Steny Hoyer. He's 81. And the third 80-year-old Majority Whip, James Clyburn. 80 years old in South Carolina. House Republicans are much younger. Well, except for leadership. The Senate boasts the leadership of 78-year-old Mitch McConnell. Then there's President Trump. He's only 74. He's just a baby compared to the others. What hammers D.C. leadership in both Democrat and Republican parties, both of them, folks, not just one, more than age, is the lack of political substance in both parties. There's been hardly any news stuff offered to the nation by either. Obama thought he would light a match under the do-nothing Democrats, but he too brought symbolism at best, no substance, or if any, very little. He recycled a few things, like Romney's health care plan for Massachusetts, a few of Bush's foreign policies. Both of their second terms were void of anything substantive except for one thing. They each made the balance of their lives very financially rewarding. And that was not from just the lifetime salaries given to ex-presidents. Trump may have been old by the numbers, but he was sharper and more ready to go with his past accomplishments than any of the others. And even though his first couple of years saw amazing economic achievements for the nation, there's this thing called Congress that roadblocked most of his legislative desires after a quick start. If Biden wins, when he takes over, it'll be just another oldster in the White House, an old guy. If Trump succeeds in winning four more years, he's going to face the exact same roadblocks he's faced since November of 2016, except more roadblocks and much more aggressive targeting of him and his administration at every turn. Democrats, and especially Democrats in general, along with Democrat Party leadership, they hate him for those two reasons. First, he beat Hillary in 2016. That destroyed their imagined socialist utopia planned by Barack Obama to hand off to Hillary Clinton. Then he made dramatic economy plans that succeeded, at least until COVID-19 swooped in to give them some 2020 hope. You know this, there's an eerie comparison between Trump's populist victory and Brexit in Britain. Think about it. Both of them in 2016 and both against conservative parties. Now, wait a minute, you say. Trump's a Republican. Those are the conservatives. Well, we'll get there. Britain's David Cameron was in power in the UK in 2016. He was not in favor of Brexit and stood firmly against it. He, folks, was not the conservative in Britain. Britain had turned to populism just as the U.S. had that resulted in Trump's victory. Cameron was then ousted very quickly in favor of Brexit backers. Cameron's replacement, remember who it was? Theresa May. She was also against Brexit, and now she's gone too. In the U.S., Trump and American populists had to not only tackle Hillary Clinton Democrats, but they had to overcome a big mountain of opposition from rhinos from the Republican Party. You know what a rhino is, Republican in name only. That group was created by the Bushes, by Romney, and a boatload of establishment Republicans who had built a ship in Washington that was purposed to not do anything that would ever rock the boat, no pun intended. Their idea was every party will lose sooner or later. The smart way to govern is to simply do the minimum for your party and legislative accomplishments while you're in there, enough to keep the voters happy from your party. That way, when the other guys eventually wins, and they always do, you'll not have done too much to them so as to enrage them so that you and your party lose all your power when they regain control of Congress. That's how it works. The rhinos put that in place. At this late stage of Trump's first administration, it's pretty odd to me that traditional members of the Republican Party in Congress have not en masse embraced his populism. Why is that? Because Americans have embraced it. It's obvious, however, that grassroots Americans are all in. Those are the ones in large from southern and midwestern states, along with some blue-collar states, that jumped aboard the Trump train because of his promises to bring jobs back, and he did it. Middle-class Americans have bathed in the success of lower taxes, virtually zero unemployment, skyrocketing income from manufacturing, reestablishment of factories that fled with jobs and money under the Obama administration. But Republican politihacks and those who are set to prevent boat blocking continue to just sit with crossed arms waiting for the next change. And they really don't care, folks, about any short-term effects of a looming loss looking toward November. That's horrible to say, but they're comfortable in just sitting this next presidency out, waiting for their turn to make waves once again. They, of course, assume that if Trump loses, a Biden administration will surely be managed by Democrats who share the same boat-rocking philosophy as theirs, and that the Democrat Party, that Democrat Party, is going to do anything major to them. They'll just calmly sit by, do very little in the way of changes, but they're really missing it, folks. So now that I've painted all that background picture, what's going to happen in November? Remember the title of today's podcast, Nothing Changes If Nothing Changes. Democrats believe, including Democrat Party leadership in the House and the Senate, that American voters are so enraged about what they see as a failure on the part of President Trump to address the quote-unquote serious challenges facing Americans that they'll throw him out of office. Democrats really believe that, folks. Now, what are the challenges per these Democrats? That's real easy. You probably can count them with me. Racism, white privilege, elitism, economic inequality, unfair immigration policies, and a host of other leftist causes. Of course, they have given no thought to any of the impressive achievements during this administration. Achievements like those massive tax cuts for individuals and businesses, the overturn of dozens of onerous regulations that under Obama, when implemented, and crushed the American economy. Closing the southern border and forcing Americans to abide by the rule of law. I could go on and on. But under this party's leadership, none of that really matters. All that matters is what drives the ship named USS Democrat Party. They drive the ship, and they decide who gets to board the ship. Donald Trump, he just screwed all that up, started doing it in 2016, and he still is today. So here's what both rhinos and traditional Democrats are missing. The 63 million Americans who elected Donald Trump in 2016 almost totally agree with the Trump agenda and the accomplishments. And it appears there are a plethora of others who have signed on to that same belief during the Trump administration. Now, wait a minute. Dan, don't you read the polls? Yep, I sure do, just like I'm sure you do. I read all the polls that you read, plus a few more. Yep, I see where some polls, most polls, have Biden ahead of Mr. Trump in double digits, with only one that I can find that shows Trump leading, and that's by just 1 point. But I remember election morning in 2016 when only one poll that day showed Trump had any chance to win, while 40-plus national polls showed Hillary was going to win that night in dramatic fashion. And you know the rest. But there's another poll that I read. It's the one that shows that 66% of all Americans are afraid to even share their political opinions when asked by anyone. Who are they? Well, they're certainly not the mainstream leftists, Democrats, who take pride in not only answering questions asked about their political beliefs, but many of them enjoy getting in the faces of those who ask the question. Nope. Most, if not all, of the 66% number are conservatives, along with some Republicans that may not be so conservative, and probably now even some Democrats who don't want another 4 years as they had under Obama and another 4 years under Obama and Biden. Believe it or not, most Americans really enjoyed the pre-COVID economy under President Trump here in the U.S. Biden with Obama showed us all nothing remotely similar to what we basked in under Donald Trump. Yeah, it's true. He's just an old guy. But the old guy got it done the last 4 years. Just imagine what more can get done if Democrats will leave him alone. Wouldn't it be nice to have a Congress that would do only what they committed in their oaths to do? Make laws and make sure everything is okay with Americans. Wouldn't it be nice to have a Democrat Party that, when elected and serving in the House of Representatives and also in the Senate, would do what Americans want them to do and nothing else? Yeah, that's the way government is structured. Wouldn't it be novel for them to just mind their own business and do their jobs? You know, like pass some legislation? That would definitely be novel, wouldn't it? Hey, thanks for being here today. Don't forget, TNN Live, 9 o'clock, right back here, 9 Central. Join us then for TNN Live, 2 hours of conservative talk radio. Hope to see you then. If we can't, we'll see you tomorrow right here at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
Every day, in every way, life goes better with the truth. TNN,
the Truth News Network.